Hey everybody, welcome to the Rundown Podcast. It is yet another edition of our companion podcast to the Rundown BET. I am Robin Thede, and we have a very special guest today. She is Harlem born and raised, a society icon, a fashion icon, a businesswoman, a mogul, a talk show host, a TV host, a woman of many, many hats, Bevy Smith, everybody. Give it up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you, Robin.
I am so excited to have you on the show.
You're so black and fancy. You're like a patent leather bag in Chanel. Just black and fancy.
That is a compliment. And wrinkled and quilted.
And quilted.
Let me just give a couple of your stats because you are co-host of Page Six TV. You created Dinner with Bevy, which is just an iconic society event in New York City.
We need to do one for you.
Oh my God.
It's actually nationwide. We've done them in Sundance.
Oh, that's right.
We've done them
They've
in
been
LA,
everywhere.
My jammy. We do them all
my
over.
My jammy.
Whoever's got the coin.
Right.
We take it on the road as long as there's a coin attached.
I have heard the most insane stories. Only good things. But you're like the Black Andy Warhol in a way. Mm. Right, but more fashionable, obviously.
I connect the dots for sure.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you have your own podcast, Bevelations on Sirius, which I need to come to.
Actually, a radio show.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a radio. I'm sorry. It's a radio show.
It's a radio show on Sirius XM. I'm on Radio Andy, which is Andy Cohen's network.
Okay.
So what's so crazy is that one of my stable mates is what I like to call us because you know that's what pimps call their whores.
Well, okay.
Stable mates. One of my stable mates is Dan Rather.
Wow.
So it's like, I'm like working with Andy Cohen, Sandra Bernhardt, Dan Rather.
I mean,
it's kind of like iconic and surreal.
That's everything you do is iconic. I love that you're one of your serious neighbors, or Radio Andy neighbors, is Dan Rather. Like, who else would have that?
Whoa.
I'm so excited you're here. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff we covered last night, because let's just jump right into it. Donna Brazile, her new book, her purple hair tint.
Yes.
What is going on? I'm so confused. It's like part of me is like, yes, like sure, air some dirty laundry so that we can pull back the curtain, right? But
right.
The other part is like, why are you posting pictures with David Clark, like Sheriff Clark? I'm just confused.
Yeah, that was very weird. I ran into Sheriff David Clark at Fox News. Tragically, I was at Fox News.
Oh my God. Did you get lost? What happened?
Well, no, I was there doing some promo.
You got to do it.
You got to do it. I have the Page Six TV is a nationally syndicated show. So you were in 98% of the market. So that means you're going to have some Fox folks.
Oh, that's true.
That are going to be fans of the show or at least
watch.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I was there. I ran into him. Was frightened. You know what I mean? Felt like I saw The Walking Dead.
Listen.
Didn't have any kind of like axe in which to cleave his head
to
with.
To protect yourself.
Yeah, so I just had to let it go. But I was never remotely tempted to take a photo with him.
No, like I don't understand that. Even if he asked you to take a photo, wouldn't you have the foresight to say, I don't think this is going to be a good look?
I don't really get the why of it. Like,
I don't
why
either.
Do it? As far as the purple hair tint, that. Listen.
That's because you know fashion and you know beauty. And I need to know, what is the purple hair tint? How does
well,
that?
Well, everybody
how
else got the Easter egg hues on their head. And
you
so
would never.
I would actually, if I could, I would. I would love to get like a pink or like a mint green or something.
But you would do it in such a classy way. I don't know. Listen, if y'all have never seen Bevy Smith, you need to treat yourself and Google. She's fly as the day is long. Finer than frog hair.
Lil old me. But anyway, back to Donna Brazile.
Oh, nope, you said it.
No, but you know what? It was really, I remember when all that went down, I'm a part of a little bit of a secret society on Twitter of upright Negro women.
Yeah.
And journalism. And I remember when it all went down, when it came out that, you know, she gave Hillary the questions.
The questions, yeah. Which I think everybody does, by the way. She can't be the only one.
My thing is, Hillary didn't need the fucking questions.
No.
Can you curse
on
me? I'm sorry. She didn't need it. So I don't know why it was, why she did it.
That's true.
Then also, even if everyone else does it, it doesn't mean that we get to get away with it.
No, so that's true.
That's very true. Much like the whole sexual harassment thing. Yeah, it's an open secret that there's a casting couch in Hollywood. Doesn't make it right.
Doesn't make it okay.
Doesn't mean that we don't take Harvey Weinstein down because everyone does it. Well, everyone does do it, and now we're going to take all of you fools down.
Right, and they are falling like dominoes.
Ooh, dominoes,
Kevin
girl.
Spacey.
No, Louis C.K.
They
just snatched his edges.
Snatched it.
He's on the edge of failure.
On the edge of glory. That's like our sketch right, last exactly. On the edge of failure. That's the next sketch. That's so funny. Well, now we brought up edges. You saw the sketch on the edge of glory.
I love the sketch, yeah. Edge of Glory. And you know what's so interesting about it? I feel like the edge conversation and the hood just kind of started up in the last few years.
It's true. But the problem has been a problem forever.
I think that once upon a time, we just assumed that everyone had edges.
Right.
Everyone had edges. And so there wasn't much of a conversation. And then one day we looked up because of all of our lace fronts.
Box braids.
Poetic justice. Getting our hair relaxed at the age of two.
Girl,
we realized
yes.
that we didn't have edges left.
I know. And my thing about it was I didn't want to do a sketch that made fun of someone not having edges. I wanted it to be triumphant.
Yes.
Even in comedy.
You can win. But you
absolutely.
Know what? But honestly, here's the thing that we should always remember. Do you remember when Naomi Campbell was sailing
yes.
in the Mediterranean
yes.
with her Russian billionaire? And then it was the wind blew, honey.
Yes.
And mother didn't have edges.
I know.
Okay. And then the kids tried to come for Naomi.
They did.
But and Naomi was unbothered.
Unbothered.
But here's what I told the kids. They were like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I said, when you're dealing with a Russian billionaire, first of all, he don't even know you're supposed to have no edges.
Correct. That's high
fashion. Because they don't even know what's going on.
Right, they don't know.
But that's one of the greatest things. I don't know if you've ever done interracial dating. One of the gifts of all gifts is when you date white men. They don't even know nothing about your kitchen, edges.
No, no.
They're oblivious.
Yeah.
And it's the most relaxing thing to date men who have no idea what
right,
we're really
supposed
to look
like. Right, because they don't know what to
like.
Look for. Yeah. And they just think whatever you have is normal.
Exactly.
Right. So, but also, like, Naomi Campbell not having edges. I don't know. She is a fashion icon. Why didn't that just become a trend? And then we
right,
could have
exactly.
just embraced this whole phenomenon.
Because sometimes when you don't have edges, it's real smooth.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
You know, it's like real smooth and
like
shiny.
Like baby skin.
Like
yeah.
baby skin. So it's kind of chic in a way.
I think that's alopecia, which is different.
But I think we can trend with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
I think we can, you know, think about what we did with the N-word. We made it
our own.
A positive thing.
Right.
And, you know, so we can
I
make
agree.
No edges.
I agree.
That's what you did with Edge of Glory.
Thank you. And that's what we
kudos
were trying
to you,
do.
Mia
Thank
Moore.
You. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I really wanted to do because I feel like when we talk about it, we're clowning people. And I wanted to be like, no, like, look, you're still fine. You're still a champion. P.S. I did all my own double dutch stunts.
You were amazing.
All of them. Everybody was like, oh, were the ropes real? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I did all my own stunts.
I love that.
Which
now,
really,
where'd you grow up?
In Iowa. But I spent the summers in Chicago, and that's where I learned
how
to double dutch on the south
side. There you go. Yep. There you go. I don't know how to double dutch, and I grew up in Harlem.
So the funniest part about that is all my girlfriends have been reaching out to me with this secret shame, not about the edges, about not
double
being
dutch.
Able to double dutch.
Yeah. It is. It's a
rite of passage. My mother was born and raised on the west side of Chicago, and she made sure that all her girls were at least introduced to double dutch and hopscotch.
Yeah.
I don't know why those were so important.
Right.
But we knew how to do both.
Yeah.
And she could like competitive double dutch mm-hmm. when she was younger. So it was really important that we learned. But I honestly had not double dutched since I was like 8 years old.
Wow.
And I was
no,
okay.
really?
Yes.
Well, you did a heck of a job.
Little, thank you. I had a really good coach, mm-hmm. Kaeja. I had a great double dutch coach.
I love that.
It was fantastic. I maintain that she could teach anybody to double dutch. She was fantastic.
Well, I'm actually learning how to swim. So
I
put double dutch on my list.
How is the swimming going?
Well, it hasn't gone yet.
All right.
I'm wading in the water right now.
Listen, it is a thing. Because I will tell you, my mother knows how to double dutch and do all that. But she cannot swim and she refuses. And I know that a lot of us just don't.
Yeah, I'm not even afraid of water.
You're not.
Like, I love water.
Are you afraid of drowning? Because that's what I'm afraid
of. No, I'm aquatic bevy.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, what's taking so long?
Child, if I had to go into all my...
Okay. That's, all right. All right. Got it.
Yeah.
I do swim. I do swim. But
of course you don't.
My black mother taught me how to double dutch, and my white father taught me how to swim.
There you go. Best of both worlds. Yeah. But not in the R. Kelly kind of way.
No, no.
Because that's skeevy.
Nope. Nothing in the R. Kelly kind of way.
No.
I want to give a shout out to a couple friends of the show who gave us some nice tweets last night. Corey Murray from Essence said, I love Demetria Obelor. Advice for the haters. Now, this was the woman in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. The traffic reporter who came out.
The curvy girl.
Yeah, curvy girl who's gorgeous.
Yes.
She came out and clowned some people on Facebook who came for her and tried to say she was too big, wearing dresses mm-hmm. too tight. Which is all untrue. She
right.
looked amazing. So she did a little traffic report for
I
us last night.
I love it.
Right? She's
yeah.
great. So shout out to her. Ashley Nicole Black, fan of the show, friend of the show, also on Samantha Bee, said, I was waiting all week to see what Robin Thede would have to say about Donna Brazile, and she didn't disappoint. Hashtag Purple Tint.
My Purple Tint.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be better if it was more of a like Merlot, like a hood rat Merlot kind of?
I do
sense?
Actually.
You would like that better.
Although I did come up with this theory. I think older white women tint their hair blue, and older black women tint purple.
It's true.
I think so. Purple yes. is a royal color.
Yes.
But she could carry off the Merlot. The Merlot would be hot.
The Merlot would be
that
hot.
That would be hot.
Yeah. Did you see the people when they're calling her the Queen Latifah of? Of politics?
I did not.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't even understand that metaphor. Because I guess she likes to rhyme things.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Isn't she the Jesse Jackson of? Well, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Donna Brazile, we love you. We're just confused.
About the purple tint.
So many things.
Maybe it's a mourning moment for Prince. You know, many of us still have
that
not gotten over
I am
the
not
Prince.
Over it. Dad. I'm not over it. Maybe it is. Maybe it's an homage to Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
Could
Did
be.
You? I bet you have a story about meeting Prince.
I've met Prince several times. I went to many of those intimate moments
yes.
where he would just jam until like 5 and 6
yes.
o'clock in the morning.
What was your favorite?
Oh, one that I did in Vegas. Because, you know, Vegas is the all-night kind of place anyway.
Yes.
So it feels very right to
yes.
be... With the sun peeking through, you know, because it was in a house, it wasn't at a casino. So the sun peeking through the, like, curtains and everything, and Prince just jamming.
Wow. And it was what, like 30, 40 people? Like, not even
Yeah, home? Like, really small, like, maybe 50 people.
Wow.
And just, like, worshiping.
I got to do that one time after the Image Awards in L.A. and went back to his house in Bel Air. There were just, like, 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
And he just played till 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you chat with him?
I did. I had written the opening number, and he told me, you made me laugh. And I was like, ah!
Right,
Prince!
Exactly.
Prince! Ah! Rogers Nelson!
Right, exactly.
I don't know what to do. Yeah, I was blown away, and I will cherish that for the rest of my life. Somebody, Rose L.S. Rosalotope, I don't know how Twitter handles work. She said, someone please nominate the Rundown for all the Emmy Awards. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll take an Emmy, a Blemmy. I don't care. Yes, of course I do.
You do?
Why not? I mean, you know why I do? I think I care about it because I feel like the work that we're able to do, if we get awards, then more people will see it.
Yes.
And the work will become recognized because I feel like this voice has not been in late night TV like this
no,
ever.
Ever.
And I think it's really important. And I say this voice, not my voice, because mm-hmm. it is a collective. When you
yeah.
walk around my office, mm-hmm. like, look at this room. Like,
yeah.
My office is hella black, hella
yes.
female.
Yeah.
And that's important to me. So I feel like as a collective, we're able to have this in the late night satire space that just hasn't been able to be
it's
had
never
before.
Done.
Yeah.
And especially in such a very uniquely black way.
Right.
Because, you know, of course, there have been other black female talk show host.
Monique Wilby Wanda.
Yes. Monique was definitely very black. Black
she
and
was.
Black, black, black.
Yeah.
But her comedy obviously is quite different than yours.
Well, it's a different kind of show.
Yeah.
Her show was a musical variety talk
yeah.
show. You mm-hmm. know, she had guests, a band.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not the same show. I don't
right.
even compare them because,
no.
you know, I'm doing something more like The Daily Show,
right.
or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's dope to have this in this era now. I like being that voice for this era, and I hope we're able to do it a long time.
Oh, I hope so too. I want to tell you, though, it's a strong kudos to you. Excuse me, for doing this, because for so long, you know, there's so many different stereotypes about what black people like.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to entertainment.
Oh, that's true.
So people have often said that we don't like improv. We don't get improv.
Right.
Well, that's a it's a lie.
It is a lie.
It's a lie. So you're doing this kind of work, doing satire.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
We don't have. Right.
This is, you're doing God's work.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a little heavenly angel.
Aww.
On earth.
Thanks, audience.
She is.
I appreciate that. And that was the vision I really wanted to maintain for this show. I really wanted to make a show that rivaled what Samantha Bee, John Oliver, mm-hmm. Trevor Noah, what all these shows are doing, not compromising in any way and saying, not only am I going to do a show that looks and feels like those shows, but then I'm going to tweak it from my point of view and for us.
Yes.
And then, so you're going to get the best of everything.
That's
and
right.
we didn't compromise any of that when it came to the look of the show.
No.
When we were selling it.
The production is top notch.
Thank you.
When you do the skits, you can tell when you're like, you know, when you're on location, you can tell that you guys actually didn't do it like at your cousin's house. And, you know what I mean? You actually spent the coin to get it done correctly. All that kind of stuff. Because oftentimes, you know, as Black folks, one of our gifts is that we're ingenious folks.
Yeah.
And we can make something out of nothing.
Absolutely.
But at a point, we paid our dues enough?
Right.
Don't we deserve to just have something and make it more of a
Thank
something?
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. And that's, I will say, that is the greatest thing about this partnership with BET. Mm-hmm. We made this pilot with Jax Media, who does Sam B and Broad City and Amy Schumer. They did Top 5 with Chris Rock, who's our executive producer. Yeah. They put their money to do the pilot, but then when we took it out, BET was the only network that said, we will let you do this show, this unapologetically Black-ass show, and make it the way you want to. And they just said, add some music. And we were like, great, we have a great idea for pop-up concerts. So it was a really nice union, and they didn't tell us that we had to cut back in any way. You know, look, we're a first-year show. Yeah. We don't have, you know, Jimmy Fallon money.
Right.
But at the same time, we have what we need to make a quality show. And, like, kudos to BET for real for being able to see that vision for this show.
But also kudos to you for going to BET because now urban culture is pop culture. So
That's
if I'm
right.
speaking to a BET audience, please believe, sweetie, I'm not marginalized.
That's right.
This is not a narrow... It's not a narrow space, but they will try and make you think it's a narrow space.
Right.
So kudos to you with your very big, broad space, voice, relationships. You could have done a lot of things at a lot of places.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you chose BET.
Thank you.
Because we deserve a show like this.
Yes.
As a community.
Yes. For the people, for the culture.
For the culture, honey. Hashtag for the culture.
Yes. And it's so true. That's exactly why we came here. So, all right. We are going to, I need fashion advice from Bevy Smith right now.
Okay, hit it.
It just turned cold in New York City.
Mm-hmm. That's the best time.
Can I dress for warmth and not for fashion if it's really, really cold?
Well, you know, I will tell you this, Robin. I'm against Uggs.
I'm against Uggs as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I am also
Hallelujah.
Against Uggs. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But I will say they are very... I go to Sundance every year.
Oh, yes, and you look very chic. I saw you in
Sundance
an all-white
Bevy.
Number one
yes,
time.
Yes, Sundance ooh. Bevy, darling. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. I think there are ways to look super cute. Like, for instance, my boot today is only a moderate heel.
It's
I
fantastic.
Ride a lot of running. It's a moderate heel.
Please, that's a Bevy moderate. It's like 4 inches, by the way.
It's only three inches.
Let me describe this fantastic boot. This boot is a suede.
Yes, it's a suede.
It's a suede boot that has like a rainbow pattern on the back.
I'm not doing it justice. She's fun.
Who makes these? YSL?
It's a Louboutin.
It's a Louboutin. Okay, I didn't see the red bottom. Forgive me.
Well, you know... The red bottom is so beside the point. And I want people to know that. You know what? It really is.
Are we so obsessed with the red bottom?
I don't know. When in the 90s, when Louboutin first came out, and you could only get them in Paris, because I'm a fashion person. I used to go to Paris every year for the shows. So anyway, I would buy them. But we didn't care that it was a red sole. We thought, oh, that's cute, but we didn't know
it
that it was going to become a thing.
Yeah.
So then when it came to America, and then the folks were like, the red bottom, and then you would see people kicking up their heels and pictures. I'm like, you're so gauche. Why are you kicking up your heel?
That's but tacky, yeah.
It's tacky. But I will say this to all the ladies out there. There are so many amazing shoes. I just went up in Aldo.
Really?
They got every Balenciaga.
Oh, now you're talking about.
They got every Balenciaga over the knee, pink and purple satin boot for your nerves.
Hey.
At a small fraction of the cost. I urge people to do that.
Fashion on a budget. I'm all about it.
You go to your Zara. You go to all these kind of stores. You don't need to spend googobs of money.
No.
You don't.
I love it.
And I don't advocate that. Like, I'm 97 years old. I get discounts at most places.
Yeah.
I have relationships. People gift me things.
You know what we need?
So it's fine.
It's fine.
But I don't want young people or people that don't have it to go out and break in
their
pockets.
Spend their rent money on cash. Yeah,
no,
it's
ma'am.
Not necessary.
It's not
and
necessary.
Everybody has a good ripoff of something.
Everyone.
Now, let me ask you something, because you mentioned being 97. You look amazing.
Thank you. Me and Cicely Tyson came up together. Come on now.
First of all, well, I'll get to that in a minute. I think there should be a black AARP where you get discounts at the black salons.
Yes.
And at the, you know what I'm saying? On like
You're
Carol's
right.
daughter
mm-hmm.
and like Miss Jessie's. Like, why don't we have our own retirement?
We do need that.
We
You're
do
so
need that.
Right. And also, too, because our needs are not quite the same. Like, for instance, I'll just be honest. I have amazing skin.
That is true. Seconded. Fact. Hashtag facts.
Hashtag facts. So I don't even
and
need
cheekbones.
Any. Thank you. But I don't need all those anti-aging potions and lotions
right.
and craziness. I just don't. So when AARP is like, come and get this like $10 off this
retinol,
cream, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't need that, girl.
Right. You're like, I
but
need shoes.
I do, but I could
and
take
hair.
The Miss Jessie stuff.
Yes.
I could take some of that
yes.
stuff. I could take a good lace front installation discount. I could take that.
All right, we're going to start this black AARP. I love
yeah,
it.
I like it.
All right, we play a little game on the podcast mm-hmm. called Who's Invited to the Cookout?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you today, if we were having a cookout this weekend, somewhere warm.
Yes.
Would we invite Oprah to the cookout?
Well, duh, because if we invite Oprah to the cookout, she's going to give us all cars. So, of course, she's invited.
Did you see her singing I Will Surrender All on Harry Connick Jr.?
I sure did. And what I want to say is that Oprah continues to inspire us all.
Yes, she does. And she can do anything. I think Oprah could literally start like something she knows nothing about. Like if Oprah was like, I just invented a line of car engines. I'd be like, yep, they're great. Yep. I'll buy one.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. Like she has that power.
What do you have to do to get that kind of power?
Do you want that kind of power? Because that's a lot of responsibility.
Ooh,
and that's
a
lot of damn
good
work.
Question.
Let me tell you something. I'm a lazy Von Lazystein. I'm not interested. When I look at the way Oprah works, I'm like not interested. Today is my day off. And I usually do nothing. But when I
right.
got the email from Audrey about doing this, I was like, I am obsessed with Robin.
Aww.
I'm obsessed with the rundown. I have to do it.
Thank
and my
you.
Publicist was like, you don't like to do anything. Like, I won't even do phone call interviews where it's
oh,
like 15 minutes.
I am
minutes.
So honored.
I'm like, they're like, it's only going to be 15. It's my day off. I don't know what to tell you. And I could be in my house like in a pajama and I won't do it. But
see, that's
I
Oprah level power right there.
No, it's not. It's just, you know what? I will tell you this. In real talk, I have crafted my life the way I want it to be.
Yes.
And so if it don't work from the lifestyle
yes.
that I envision for myself, I just don't do it.
That is the grace of being a grown-ass woman
yes,
right indeed.
There. Yes, indeed. That's exactly what
Woo!
It is.
I love it. All right. Donna Brazile, you think she can come to the cookout? It's
Donna
confusing.
Donna Brazile looks like she's going to make a good potato
yeah,
salad.
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does.
She does. And I want to see her battle politics with Uncle Jesse, who has
oh, yeah.
no formal education,
right.
but knows these streets backwards and forwards.
Yes.
So he knows what the man been doing in the system for decades upon decades.
Yes, yes.
So I want to see that debate.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
And
definitely.
He's going to be liquored up on brown
yeah, of course.
Liquor. It will not be Hennessy, though, because he can't afford that.
Right. Well,
he's
there.
Having cognac
is
of
he,
some random sort.
Is he having financial troubles?
Yes. No, I don't know.
All right. Where was the last place you went?
Croatia.
Oh, Dubrovnik?
Yeah. No, I went to Split.
I don't see. She owns some places I ain't even yeah. never heard of. I thought Split yeah. was that movie from M. Night Shyamalan.
No. I went to Split, and then I went to Frankfurt, and before that I was in Barcelona and in London. And that take lots of
okay,
little tiny
baby,
trips.
Okay, baby, we get it. All right, all right. I get it.
Listen,
you travel the world a lot.
I like to travel. So I think
know.
This for the New Year's Eve, I think it's either Morocco
Ooh.
Or Trancosa.
Where is that? You are
in
saying
Brazil.
Places I've never heard of. Trancosa.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds fantastic. What's there?
It's beautiful. And
is it beach?
It's in Salvador.
Oh, okay, okay.
So what it is that it's very black.
Oh, Brazil. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what people don't know about Brazil. Brazil is hella black.
Do you know Bahia was the first place where they dropped off the slaves?
That's correct.
It's hella black.
Yeah. No, I got to go. I haven't been.
You have to go. Why don't you go this for the holidays?
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
I'll help you.
You have to twist my arm.
I have a travel agency.
Oh, my God. You have a travel agency?
Yeah. I just do it for my friends. It's called Debbie Lee.
Listen.
So it's like Beverly.
I love it.
Debbie Lee. But not like your boss, Debbie.
Right.
Beverly.
Right, right.
It's a different thing. But yeah, so I just help people because I want people to see the world.
Yes.
So yeah. So if you're really serious, I'll help you.
Done.
I'll help you plan.
Yes, great. I was going to go to New Zealand, but forget it.
Oh, New Zealand is good. I've never been to New Zealand. I've
Chance
only been
the Rapper,
to Australia.
Chance the Rapper said New Zealand is the place for black people to go. He said they embrace us there.
They embrace us a lot of places.
Yeah, but they embrace us out of like voyeurism a lot of places.
Yeah.
But he said there it feels like not like a weird, like we want to touch you and see if your skin will rub off sort of thing. Like a real kind of like you're welcome. Welcome everyone's family. So I want to see. You see the Lord of the Rings Hobbit Town.
Yeah.
I sound like such a nerd right now.
No, you don't. It's super far.
It's super far. That's why I wanted to do over Christmas, because we have a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a couple of weeks off.
We do, but we're going to pre-tape a couple shows so we don't miss too much time off the
That's
air.
That's right.
Yeah, because we got to keep the show coming to the people.
You got to keep it juicy, baby.
They need the rundown. Speaking of which, there is a wall on our set. So it's divided into the big screen that I'm in front of for the rundown. And then the other side has a bunch of TV monitors. Behind those monitors, there are 200 pictures of black people from history who mean something to me.
I love that.
I do too. So originally there were only like 6 pictures, but I was like, I can't just put Oprah and Michelle Obama up there. I got to put more people. So I'm going to list some names and you tell me if you think they're on the wall.
Okay.
All right. MC Hammer.
Yes.
I don't think he is actually, but he could be.
He should be on the wall. Here's why he should be on the wall. Because he really made rap music go super commercial.
And yeah,
although
he
was villainized for that, but that's what everyone does now. So he's responsible for people actually getting money in the rap game. Because for many years, as we know, the originators of rap didn't make any coins.
Right.
And Hammer was the one who did sold out stadiums.
That's right. Pepsi
globally,
commercials.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
no, it's true. So
he's
there's
an inspiration.
He should be up there. We'll redo it every season and we'll put different people up there.
Well, and he's too legit to quit.
He is too legit to quit.
Hey.
Please, Hammer, don't hurt him. When we were doing the wall, I got to like 200 people and they were like, we can't fit anymore. And I was like, but I have 7,000 more names.
Exactly.
Because we did science, technology, you know, entertainment, comedy, like, you know, every genre, which is cool.
It.
So Duke Ellington.
Definitely.
Yes, he is definitely.
Of course.
Up there.
The great conductor, orchestrator.
Johnny Cochran.
You got to have Johnny Cochran on there.
Brittany, is he up there? I thought you guys are crazy. No, I thought he was on the, like, next one up list. But I'll tell you who is up there.
Why next one? Not why next up?
You know why? Because Aretha, Patty, Oprah, Michelle Obama. You know what I mean? It's just the list just became. But it was nice doing the list because I realized how many great black people have influenced our society so much in so many ways. And we went back. I mean, Madam C.J. Walker.
You got George Washington Carver on there.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Hello. Come on, Peanuts.
Peanuts, open heart surgery, all that. And that's the thing. We wanted to put
Charles
all those kind of. Yep. Bevy, this has been fantastic. Where can we find you on social media?
Oh, everywhere at Bevy Smith, B-E-V-Y Smith, as in, well, you used to say Weston, but now you don't want any kind of gun conversations around your name. So now you just say Smith. Yeah. I lost all my little witty bars.
You got to change with the times.
You got to change with the times.
Yeah, no more guns.
Right, exactly.
All right, great. You guys, look her up. She is just a legend. Just a legend. Audience, give it up for Bevy Smith.
Thank you, guys. I had the most fun. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you for coming to visit us on your day off and bringing your fabulous attire and boots and everything for us to see. This has been The Rundown. You guys, check out The Rundown, BET. You can see full episodes for 7 days after they air on BET.com. You can check us out on iTunes. You can, the episodes, you obviously found this podcast somewhere on iTunes or BET or somewhere. The show is on Thursdays at 11 p.m. on BET, and we can't wait to see you next week. Also, follow us at The Rundown, BET, on Twitter. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those sorts of things. And we'll see you next week.